This is Anna Klein. I'm a composer living in the Hudson Valley, and this is my choice of women composers through history for Women's History Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 28th, Angelica Negron, the Puerto Rican composer and singer and accordionist, who is probably the only composer in the world to have written music for plants. Brooklynites will know her for her electronic indie band Balloon. You might know her as a past composer in residence with the Albany Symphony. And now, well, Yo-Yo Ma is debuting her cello concerto in LA. She's just had her Carnegie Hall debut, and her calendar includes Opera Philadelphia and the New York Philharmonic. Her music is as vibrant as her personality, with her vibrantly coloured hair and joyful spirit. It's rhythmic, mysterious, melodic, serious, and whimsical. You can't talk about it without delighting in her playfulness. There is always the sense that she wants to let you in on a secret. Born in 1981 on the outskirts of San Juan, the birthplace of reggaeton, she grew up playing piano and violin at the Conservatory of Music and never thought of composing as a thing until she fell in love with film music at the University of Puerto Rico. Bernard Herrmann and Hitchcock, Nina Rota and Fellini, and so on. So then it was the big move to study film music in New York, not even realizing that that would mean composition and blossoming under the teaching of Tanya Leone. Her big break came in 2008 when she connected with Transit Ensemble, leading to a snowball effect of commissions and a teaching post at the Very Young Composers Program at the New York Phil. The music for plants, bananas and cactuses and birds of paradise and so on, she creates with her computer, turning them, with touch, into synthesizers. Remember that the things you might feel make you weird or peculiar or like you don't belong are your superpowers, she says, and what will make you stand out from the rest. Own them, embrace them, and run with them. Angelica Negron, born 1981.
I'm Anna Klein. Written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.